what's the latest in terms of the efforts there as the city tries to take ownership of that building?
Yeah, so you know the program that we are trying to use to take ownership of that property, it's new. So anytime you get into this, there are certain things that pop up you have to deal with. There are certain issues with the property financially and legally otherwise that have to be cleared up before we can move forward with that. So we are dotting all our I's, crossing all our T's moving forward. We have had conversations with the owner. Our administration has told them that, listen, if you have financial partners, if you have a plan for that building, great. That's wonderful. Bring it in. We'll make it work for you. But there's serious time constraints when it comes to that. That building's been sitting there for years now, continuing to deteriorate, and we cannot have that in our downtown core as our gateway into downtown, have that property sitting there like that.
So the owner, he did say that there claims to be more damage to the building, but when we talked with Mitch Nowakowski yesterday, he believes that it's just a smoke and mirrors tactic. Do you agree with Mitch in that aspect, or are you willing to give a little more leeway with the owner?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what damage he's talking about, and to try and blame it on the city of Buffalo for trying to take ownership of that property and turn that around to a productive piece of property here in downtown Buffalo is ridiculous. You know, we're trying to make sure that downtown's the best version of itself, investment, working with our different partners. And for Mr. Stinson to try and claim that the vandalism's a direct result of what the city of Buffalo is trying to do there is ridiculous.
So what would you like the owner to do going forward? I know you said you've had conversations with him, but is there any further action at this point that you want to see him take to maintain the building?
Yeah, he can reach back out to us if he has financial partners and a plan for that property. We are happy to work with him. But like I said, like our team has told him, like I just told you, and I'll tell you again, there's a time constraint there, and it's nearing the end where we are going to take ownership of that property.
What is the timeline that you're able to detail there?
I don't have an exact hard date. Again, I told you with the fact that this program is kind of new, there's some things that popped up that we have to clear with that property first. But the minute we can do that, we're gonna move on the property.
And how difficult is it with the owner being across the border in Canada and the levels of conversations?
Just telephones work just fine across the border. It's very easy to reach out to us. We're very accessible. We want to have Mr. Stinson wants to have a conversation. He knows who he can contact. He has met with them before. He has their contact information. We're waiting for him to see if he has a financial plan. I know he says he doesn't know what the city's waiting for from him. That is not true. We've been very clear to him about what we're looking for.